All right, welcome back to Shed Talk. You know, we reach out all the time to try to talk to small business owners and entrepreneurs. And today is another one of those cases where we have the opportunity to talk to someone about their business, and we get to go behind the scenes and learn exactly what they do to keep the lights on. Brittany, welcome in and thank you.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. I was actually overlooking some of the stuff that I was looking at the links that you sent me about your business and what you actually do. You're located in Ohio, correct?
Yes, I am. Cincinnati, Ohio, specifically.
Okay. I actually got family actually out in Akron, Ohio.
Okay, not too far
Yeah.
from Cincinnati.
Not too far, not too far. So what inspired you to start a salon? A salon like this.
After COVID, I decided to not pursue nursing school anymore, because right out of high school I did that. And just with the way COVID happened and everything, I was like, I don't think I want to be a nurse anymore. And I always knew I wanted to do hair, but I thought it would be something I did on the side, as
All
a
right.
nurse, and then did hair on the weekends or something, 'cause I love it. I just didn't see myself not doing it. But I
Right.
didn't, I thought I would be a nurse. So when I decided to not go to nursing school anymore, I sat down with myself and I was like, okay, well, what are we gonna do? If we're not going to nursing school, we have to have a plan.
Right.
And so I sat down and I was like, you know what? I've always loved doing hair. I love like the service aspect of it. I love the connecting with people, the getting to meet new people. I love to talk. So I was like, it's a no-brainer. Just go to hair school. And so I went to hair school. While I was in school, I ended up pregnant with my first baby. And that was kind of like the eye-opener. Like, I need flexibility in my life and my schedule. I need to be able to be there, for things like doctor's appointments and, what this new life was going to bring me.
Right.
And that's what this career has given me. So I wanted to provide a space eventually for other people to be able to do the same. So that's what made me decide to open my own salon, really, was I knew what I wanted, and I feel like I can give other people a space to get that as well.
So, being that you got into the industry, how long have you been in business?
So I got into the industry. Hold on, now let me get my years correct because it's 2025 now. So 4 years now.
4 years now.
Yes.
So since you've been in there, you've been open up, doors open, you got clientele coming through the door. How has it evolved? Have you seen like things evolving year by year with the products and stuff like that?
Absolutely. Honestly, in my journey, I've had evolution too because I started at a commission salon, learned kind of the basics at the commission salon, got my feet wet, doing hair. I was really close with the owner, so I got a lot of ownership advice as well because she knew that that was my ultimate goal. And then I went to booth renting, which is kind of like the next stepping stone to owning your own salon.
Yeah, everybody out there that knows about that. I don't really know too much about that because you don't see too many guys in there, but I'm sure everybody listening knows what exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah. Well,
Go
like,
ahead.
have you ever heard of salon lofts?
Yes, I
So
have.
those are more of like private suites. I was working at a salon where I just had a chair. So I was
Okay.
just renting like the chair and the shampoo bowl, basically. So I just had a space there to work.
Oh, that was a hustle. Definitely a hustle there.
So once I saw that and I became friends with the owner and her daughter that were at that salon, they have kind of helped mentor me to get to the point to where I'm at now. So I opened my own small salon. It's got three suites in it. It'll be very small and intimate and just warm and cozy feeling for
Right,
anybody
right.
that, rents from me or from any clients that come in. So I didn't want anything big, big maybe in the future, but to start
Yeah.
out, the closeness is what I want, but I want everybody to be able to have their privacy too. So
Now it seems to me that, I go once a week to get my beard taken care of and get my head shaved.
yeah.
And correct me if I'm, on the right track here, that whenever you go to get your hair done, your barber or your hairstylist is more of a counselor, therapist. You hear all the stories. Is that the same kind of
I have
environment that goes on
all
over
the tea.
there? Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Honestly, I love it though. I love that people feel comfortable enough to sit in my chair and just kind of unload when they need
Yes.
to. Sometimes people need it. I mean, I need it too.
Therapeutic, very therapeutic.
Exactly. And the only way to feel better is to talk through things. So, if they feel like maybe they're not ready to handle whatever situation they're going through head on, but they have a hair appointment, they're like, I'm gonna like talk through it. And like maybe we can talk through it together and I could give them like a different perspective or, whatever the situation is. It's just
Right.
that I provide that safety and that comfort to people to be able to do that. I feel
That's
like,
that's a
but.
big thing that, like you said, that a lot of people are you want to set that environment and set that tone that they're comfortable enough to open up and tell you what's on their mind. I mean, it can go all the way from what they're dealing with at home, at work, health questions and advice and stuff like that. I mean, I'm happy for you that you were able to make something like that and you continue on with your business. That's amazing. It really is.
It's one of my favorite parts, honestly. So,
So with you being into this industry, what have been some of the challenges within your 4 years of opening up the doors that you had to face and overcome?
I would say growing your clientele, is probably one of the biggest challenges because you have to market yourself. And nowadays, social media is so big. You have to have the clients to make the content, right? So when I first started out, yes, I was at a commission salon, but like I said, I was really close with the owners and she would let me take on, bigger projects and charge a little bit less so that I could get the practice and the repetitiveness and stuff. Really, the industry is about what you put into it. You can't just, go to school and then just like not do anything. You have to like, keep going.
Yeah, you gotta hustle. You gotta get out there. I don't want to say knocking on doors. You gotta build networks and to go from that point.
Right. And word of mouth is so big. So once you do get those people that maybe you charged a little less, so that you could get your practice and you could get your experience in. But once they tell other people how great you were, how attentive you were, and how accommodating you were, word of mouth is just so big. And that's eventually how you grow your clientele, but you have to start somewhere. So
That's
there's
awesome.
growing pains, within that because it's also your way of living. Your income. So you kind of have to, expect that when you first go into the industry, it's going to be a little slow. You've got to build momentum. And then once you get the momentum going, you have clients like I have clients who come and get their roots done every 4 weeks because they don't want to see any gray hair. And they're like,
I
I
hear you.
have half an inch. I need my hair colored. They keep us in business. So once you get those clientele that come back repetitively, you have weeks of that, you have full books. So it's really just, grinding out those first couple years of building your clientele and really staying focused and consistent and convincing people, I am good at what I do and I can really benefit you if you allow me to.
That's awesome. That is really nice to actually hear that, because I look at it like with your thing. Now that goes to my next question. As far as in being out there in Ohio, you got a very diverse community and different types of individuals out there. How do you actually cater to that and tailor to that as people come through the door?
I think it's important to be socially aware of, who you're in front of. And I've had clientele that have, extremely coarse, thick ethnic hair, and you have to know how to work with it. If and if you don't want those type of clientele, you have to be willing to say, I'm sorry, I don't know how to handle this. I want to refer you to somebody who can and do that so that they're in good hands. But I think it's just important to learn all types of hair.
So you go with the brown and black communities. And you know, like you're going to be very transparent with the individuals and letting them know what you can
Absolutely.
do and what you can't do. You know, like say for example, like you would, you know, individuals that go to I guess these commercial barbershops or whatnot, they do not sometimes have the barbers there to be able to hit all the demographics of different ethnicities. But you know, if you're being very transparent and from the door, like you welcome everybody in your front door, as I'm sure you do. And you know, if you can help them out and give them a service, you will. Or like you said, you can redirect them to somebody that you do know that can help them out, which is awesome. That's great.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm never afraid of a task. You know, I'm never afraid of somebody asking me to do something, but I always want to be honest. You know, I can do it. I can try to my
Right.
best ability. I have the knowledge. I just don't have the repetitive, like, you know.
Right. That's sort of like, you know, like if you will say driving a sports car, you can drive it, but you're not, if you don't get behind that wheel every day, every time, then you know, it's sort of like you gotta give me some time to get used to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So as far as an out there in Ohio, what would you say the trend is going on out there? Have you seen a new trend that people are going with? Like, does that change, like with the bangs and the highlights? How does that go?
Oh my gosh. So the biggest trend I always see, and this could be just with my clientele, but I think it's everybody. We have clientele that, you know, wants to be super bright blondes in the summer, and then come winter, they want to go dark. And
Really?
yeah, I don't know if it's just something with the seasons that just makes people want to do that. That's the biggest trend that I've seen in my clientele. But I would say from following social media trends and different hairstylists in the industry, bangs are going to make a comeback.
Okay, everybody, let she's letting you know. She's letting you know.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be hot. You know, the Sabrina Carpenter vibes, like,
Yes.
yeah, like her kind of bangs, they're coming back. And the layered haircuts, like the layered blowouts from like the 90s
Yes.
and stuff, those are kind of coming back. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I feel like it's always changing though, so it'll be
Now,
interesting.
you know, that's interesting. You know, I never knew that, but I mean, like I said, that's what we're doing here in Shed Talk. We're taking the time to hear behind the scenes exactly what goes on whenever the women or any individuals go in there to get their hair done. Now, I did have a question for you that I'm sure a lot of individuals that haven't had the opportunity to go into a salon around this time
Yeah.
is how is prom season for you when it comes around there? Is
Prom.
it chaotic?
Yeah. Everybody wants their hair done for prom, right? And
Right.
things are expensive. So for me, I try to give it like a $10, $15 discount. So I'm always busy during prom season. People see, you know, a nice price. They know that I can do good work, and they're right there at the door, you know, like, can I get in? Can I get in? It is a little bit overwhelming when all the local high schools have prom on the same day. I'm like, can we
Oh
please? Can
gosh.
we please spread them out a little bit?
Yeah, you get no break there. So, I mean,
Yeah.
so your hours of operation, what are your hours?
So I typically like to work, I'll say what my set hours are online is Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6. And then on Saturdays, I try to do like a 10 to 2, like a little bit of a shorter day, but still weekends available for those who need. But I find myself there on off days as well.
Yeah,
So there.
you always got to do something. Order new products. You got to take care of this. Got
Yeah.
this going
Or
on
if a
here.
client needs me on a Sunday because they absolutely can't get in and they're going on a trip or something, like I'm flexible, I make it work. And
Wait,
I
wait,
know what
wait. So
happens
you
the rest of
even go there on, like, if somebody calls you and they're getting ready to go on a vacation, you'll make exceptions to go there and help them out and get their hair done?
I love my girls. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, y'all, that is amazing right there. You know what? That's big. That is very big. You know, for you to go out your way and actually be able to help out your clientele. And like you said, that rapport with the customers is the biggest thing that you take pride in, you know. And I have another question for you. Have you had some individuals get their hair done and get up and hug you and say, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing"?
Yeah, I have. I've had people, I mean, I've done like the reveals where you turn, like, you don't turn them towards the mirror until the very end. And that's really fun. I've done it like for content purposes and stuff, but that's really fun. But I think what's the best is one time I had a client who was recovering from cancer, and she came in and got her hair cut for the first time after like it had all grown back. And she jumped up and hugged me so tight. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I saw her at the grocery store, and she got up and did the exact same thing. She was, walking with her cart, and she saw me, and she turned around and she ran to me and gave me the biggest hug. And she was like, "I'm so happy I saw you today. Like, I just needed that positivity." And, we talked for a minute, but I think those are like the rewarding moments for sure when they jump
That is amazing.
like, yeah, excited, just as excited as I am, because I love when somebody loves what I've done to their hair, you
Right,
know?
right, right,
So it's
right.
a good feeling.
That's really amazing. So, my other question for you is this: anybody that's out there located in Ohio in your location, if they are interested in this industry, what kind of tips would you have for them?
Consistency is key. Stay consistent. I would say, pick a good school. Pick a good school. Make sure you really, dive in. Learn state board, but also learn, past that, because I feel like when we were in school, a lot of it was just learn enough to pass state boards, and then everything else you kind of have to learn by experience. So just take advantage of the school time that you've got, talk to your educators and things like that. Really pick their brains and learn as much as you can while you're in school, because you don't want to pay more for all these
Right.
education classes. But I will say, on the other hand, continued education is necessary. So sometimes you do have to, pay an extra couple dollars after school and still continue your education, stay up to
Oh, is there so
all.
you're saying there's ongoing educational classes available?
Yes. So not only is there, like continued education hours that have to be done through the state because of licensing purposes, there's also other, stylists or beauty industry people who offer like classes or courses to dive deeper into certain services and things like that. So I would say just stay consistent and really dive into what you're wanting to do, and learn as much as you can about it so that when clients come to you, you're as educated as you can possibly be, and they will feel safe and welcomed by you.
Okay, that's very good information. And one last question: if everybody after they listen to this podcast on here, they want to be able to reach out to you, what are some ways that they can reach out to you?
Okay, you can reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook on my Get Cute with B handle on Instagram or Facebook. And then TikTok is also Get Cute with B. I answer DMs on all of them. You can also reach me on my personal number. I think you post that, right?
Yeah, I'll actually have that on here.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, phone number, email, livingthedreamsalon@gmail.com. Yeah.
Hey, listen, she has a wide range of avenues for everybody to get a chance to reach out to her. It seems like it's open doors and a good opportunity if you want to go and get a touch up or looking for somebody to take care of your hair. Brittany, thank you so much for your time. And once again, this is Shed Talk and this is Sean. And thank y'all for listening.
Thank you for having me.